important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Oh my goodness, what a day we are going to have. Hello again, friends, and welcome to a live edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Today we're broadcasting live from the Timber Creek Golf Club driving range powered by Top Tracer Technology. I am Randy Bergen. Spibes is a little busy. He's a little busy bee today. He's all piled up with business over at Stewart Lodges, so he's not going to be with us. So I strolled down the little range here that you have at Timber Creek, and I found a couple of guys that said that they would, and they did agree to come on the show for a small fee, okay? Oh. And boy, I'm telling you, we're going to have fun today. First off, let me introduce, he's the owner, general manager, and PGA teaching professional right here at Timber Creek. We call him the Raging Cajun, Mr. Rob Bradley. Roberto, thanks for having us out here today and to talk about this new and incredible experience the folks are about to enjoy out here at Timber Creek.
Thank you so much, Randy. I'll tell you, I'm so excited. And I'll be honest, you know what I was thinking about when we were sitting here getting excited for the radio show? This is my favorite foursome. You know, they say, when they say to you, if you were able to pick your favorite foursome, well, this is my favorite foursome.
Here's what
right
you do.
Here.
You got an A, a B, a C, and a D player here. So. Y'all decide on who those three are. I know where I sit, okay? I'm D. Hey, also with us today, he is the general manager and PGA teaching professional at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, of course. By the way, in addition to all those titles, he is also the professor of the Golf for Dummies, my man, Mr. David Musial. Big D, how you doing, my brother?
Doing great, Randy. I appreciate you inviting me on the show today. Looking forward to a good show and interested to hear about this neat little venture you got here going, Rob. It looks like a lot of fun, and I look forward to hearing about it.
Well, thank you so much, Randy, getting you over here. It's just always so good to see you, David. We've done a lot of things in golf together over the years. We coached girls' golf teams
who
battled against each other, and just always been friends for years now. And no kidding, this really is my favorite foursome.
Well, let's introduce that foursome. And last, certainly not least, he is the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. He, too, is a PGA teaching professional, my buddy. We call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, and y'all know why. He was out here just swinging just a few moments ago. Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, great. It's great to be aboard. This is a lot of fun. I've just been here a few minutes, and I already know how far my 7-iron goes.
134. Yeah, he carries them.
I did get it past the 100-yard marker, but it's nice to be with David and Rob and you, Randy. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun. This will be, I promise you, the fastest hour in radio. It's going to go by extremely fast. Hey, we're certainly glad to have all of our friends on board with us, listening to us on great radio stations in Central Alabama. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama. 98.3 in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, that whole Central Alabama area, and along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, you've got us tuned into FM Talk 106.5. And remember, you can always keep us with you. That could be a scary thing, but all you need to do is get
Halloween's past.
There you go. All you need to do is go to the FM. To your Google store or what is it? I don't know all the technology. Can you help me out with that, Dave? I'm not that tech, but Google
store.
Go to your store.
Yeah, go
all right,
to your
there
store.
There you go. And look up the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's simple. It's free. It only takes a couple of seconds to upload. And you can also install the iHeartRadio app. So search Radio Alabama. Thank you, and we appreciate you so much for sitting and taking time to be with us. It should be a ton of fun today. All right, are you ready, guys? And I don't even think I even told you who is going to be on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Are you ready for this? I got a little surprise for you. Okay, now, what happened in golf this past week in college? A lot of recruits, a lot of all that going on, right?
Yep.
Well, scheduled to be with us is the former UMS Wright golfer and former All-American golfer from the University of Alabama. You know him as Mr. 57,
Bobby Wyatt is scheduled to be with us. He'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to ask him what he's been doing, where he is, what's going on with him. We'll talk a little bit about some of those great recruits that Coach Jay Sewell got at the University of Alabama. Hey, look, right now they're expected to be number one next year in golf. So it'll be fun impressive. Talking with him. I know he's busy. He said, man, I'm going to be there. I'm doing everything I can to be there. So hopefully we'll have him
that's
on at the
exciting.
Bottom of the hour.
Yeah, that's very exciting. What a talent. And I just remember being a brand new owner here at Timber Creek and when Bobby shot that 57. Boy, did that go through like fire through the golf world.
Gosh.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, I remember getting the text on the phone. It was just unbelievable. The people through Mobile and Baldwin County that knew about that.
It went quick, didn't it? It's like a jubilee.
Exactly. It was like a jubilee. Yeah,
phone calls from all around the country. Is that true? Is that guy down there really do that, shoot 57?
And yeah, listeners out there, that Bobby shot a 57 in a sanctioned event. It was the Boys State Junior at Country Club Mobile.
That's exactly.
Shot a 57 on a regulation golf course. Unbelievable.
There's not a whole lot of folks that have that on their resume.
No,
okay,
I thought it was a scramble score.
That's what won yesterday.
Right, exactly. That's what won yesterday, scramble.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. But, hey, look, we're also going to get you caught up on the professional leaderboards presented by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. We'll get you caught up on the official world golf rankings presented by Rolex. And Big D, the professor, David Musial, he has our Golf for Dummies. All right, and as you know, if you've not been with us before, one of the things that David does with the Golf for Dummies, it's always based around a theme song, okay?
Yeah.
Now, guys, we're going to go back to October 1966. A group of guys from California. You know them as the Beach Boys, all right? A little Good Vibrations today. So,
do you know who
the lyrics were?
That's a great tune. It has the, as far as the vocals, the up and down, you know, the high and the low. Really good tune. We listened to it last night.
Yeah, I did too for about 30 minutes.
Trying to figure out how to make this work. We got it.
We're going to see how well I did on that, all right? But, no, it should be a lot of fun. By the way, Mike Love wrote the lyrics to that song, if you didn't know that. A little trivia. Of course, another little stat or information you may not know about, Dave. Music aficionado. Music
yes.
aficionado.
So, I used to start every summer for about 6 or 7 summers with the Beach Boys as my opening concert that would start the summer. I would go and see the Beach Boys.
So many great hits.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Nice. Very nice. Hey, and of course, no show would be complete without talking some college football. So we're going to talk some of that today. I know. I see you, Georgia. Hey, look, let me tell you, the first quarter or so, I was like, D might be in for a little interesting. That Tennessee game was very interesting. How about Baylor taking Oklahoma?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into that, okay? You might even hear from Coach O a little bit later on because that was a good ball game as well.
Yeah.
And, Bobby, for you, your Southern Miss, I started to call you and say, man, am I reading this right?
Yep.
Southern Miss is up. And then, then I waited just a few moments and said, nope, not going to call them.
They had an exciting day. That's all I can say. It was exciting
Auburn?
For three quarters.
We'll talk about all that, but what happened to Auburn?
I don't know.
A 28-3 lead and you lose it?
Yikes. I just went to the refrigerator and came back. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
we only got a second going. What are we doing out here today, Rob? What are we talking about?
Yep. And, again, thank you so much for the opportunity, Randy. We have a driving range, which we're going to – the way we're going to say it from now on is fueled by Top Tracer.
Oh, fueled.
Okay, you like
okay,
that?
Okay, not powered. Fueled.
No, I like powered better.
Okay.
See, I screwed up
already. Well, I was trying to get the script for you, but I couldn't get
the words weren't big enough. Yeah. Powered. Let's go
powered.
With power.
Okay.
That's the official way they'd like us to say it is. If you haven't been out here, it really is kind of impressive. We built a really nice building. We have power tees also, which folks may not know what that is. That's a venture with Jim Furyk and a buddy of mine now, Martin Wythe. They have built automatic teeing system, and it's impressive. It's really sleek. The mats aren't like your grandfather's mats. They're really true to the fairway and to the rough. All you have to do is put the bucket of balls in the hatch, push the button, and a ball comes up.
We're so lazy. All right, look, let's take a quick timeout. We have the perfect foursome right here at Timber Creek. It's Rob Bradley, Bobby Hall, David Musial. I'm Randy Bergen. This is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Don't touch that dial. Golf for Dummies coming up next.
Just like David Musial is helping you keep your ball in the fairway, all of us here at Golf Carts Plus want to help you keep your cart on the course and in the street. We are the area's go-to sales and service destination. We specialize in new Icon Street legal carts and used electric carts. We also do complete service and custom builds. Stop and see us at 22401 Midland Road, Foley, Alabama, or give us a call, 251-970-1940. We can't fix your swing, but we can fix your golf cart. Golf Carts Plus.
Back, all right, D. That goes back to 1977, 1978.
Off the Wall. Yeah. Off the Wall album. All right. Jackson. What's that? What year?
1978. Yeah. 77. We was playing ball in college, so yeah. Because that was a song then. Well, MJ.
I was winning the second grade basketball tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow. Oh, man, that hurt. That hurt. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show as we are broadcasting live today from the Timber Creek Driving Range, Timber Creek Golf Club Driving Range, powered by Top Tracer Technology.
That's it. I'm glad you're getting
mouthful.
It out.
That is a mouthful. So maybe we'll use some initials.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with a.
I'm Randy Bergen.
An acronym.
Absolutely. Danny Spivey is out today. He is tied up over at Stewart Lodges at Steelwood, but glad to have this foursome here with us. Rob Bradley, the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, with us. Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, director of golf at Quail Creek, and the professor. You like that one? The professor.
Absolutely.
David Musial,
creator.
From Glen Lakes. Creator.
Creator,
okay,
CEO
that.
Of Golf for Dummies.
We're going to get into that Golf for Dummies in just a moment, but you know, we were talking about junior golf a few moments ago, and the Jimmy Green Tour, Jay Stubbs does just an outstanding job with the Jimmy Green Tour. Next week, they're going to be, it's the Lost Key Junior Classic. All right, this happens, actually, you can sign up through the 15th, so that's tomorrow. All right, this is for boys 7 to 19, girls 7 to 19. And this two-day junior golf scoreboard ranked event is a joint event with the Jimmy Green Tour and Lost Key Golf Club. This 2021 season finale should be exciting and a very, very interesting and exciting way to finish their season. So congratulations to them. And listen, let's not forget the Reese's Senior Bowl Winter Classic. That's going to be happening in December, December the 28th, 29th. We're going to tell you more about that coming up in just a few moments. But you've got something going on over at Glen Lakes on December the 11th and 12th. You've got your Winter Classic.
Yep, got the Winter Open December 11th and 12th. It's two-player format, open to two men, lady couples, teams, two ladies can play that have all different divisions, and a lot of fun. $100 a team plus your cart fees each day. So a lot of fun, and I encourage you to give us a call at Glen Lakes. Golf course in great shape. Greens are rolling great. Just got through our Ladies Club Championship. Laurie Schreit was our winner this year. She shot 80-79 on two cool days. And, you know, just come down and see us at Glen Lakes. If you hadn't played with us lately, it's really in good shape.
Good. It'd be a lot of fun. Bobby, now you and I were talking about going and playing in that. Are you
the Ladies Club Champion?
Was it the Ladies Club Champion? We were talking about playing in that one, too. What I just saw, we need to.
Okay. Hey, Bobby can hit it now.
Oh my goodness! But no, that Winter Classic, we've played that before, and it was a lot of fun.
A lot of
fun. So you do a great job with that. Are you ready? Here we go. Here's the creator and professor.
I love the colorful clothes she wears. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle on the winds that lifts her perfume through the air.
Hey everyone, it's Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musial.
Do you ever hit that thin golf shot on a cold day that jars your fingers and hands?
Yes.
That is not the vibration that we want. Well, next time, let's focus on a good steady head, a rhythmic golf swing to make that crisp contact. Ball first and then a divot. And also take more club in the cold weather. When in between clubs, go longer. And as the cool conditions, especially the wind, impact your carry significantly. Play a low compression golf ball. Bridgestone E12 or Callaway Super Soft are just a few that are great for the average golfer on a cool day. And lastly, consider graphite shafts in your irons. Graphite provides less shock and vibration than steel and is great for mid-swing players. So use these simple tips to get good vibes in the cool weather. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
I got to tell you, that is, and it doesn't really, I've watched a lot of good golfers, and Bobby, I think I've seen you do that, where you hit it, and you're like, man, it's that
stinger.
One, it's a little stinger,
yeah,
right
stinger.
There. It happens to everyone. It happens to everyone. But those the E12s you talk about are very good from Bridgestone, and certainly glad to have them as a corporate sponsor, so thank you for mentioning them. But that is a great tip.
That's right on spot. I kind of borrow that as well, David, with my students throughout the year, and that's the transition time is the hard time to get that right because of the temperatures changing. But error on the side that David had just suggested, take a little bit more club and go with a low compression ball, and don't be afraid that your swing may shorten a little bit, you know, as far as the length and the width of the swing. And that's where David's advice as far as clubbing up a little bit will come in handy. And we were kind of kidding. These new top tracers kind of get all the liar meters out. And, you know, where I can bomb at 300. Oh, this thing's broken. It's only saying I'm hitting at 240.
You can definitely tell when it starts cooling off how the ball's not traveling as much as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the other thing that graphite adds is you're talking about the vibration. The joints, if you have bad joints in your wrist or your elbow, it'll take that stinger out of there. So I encourage you to look at graphite. I've gone graphite on my arms,
I
can feel the difference.
I like it.
Doesn't hurt, doesn't jar as much. So, yeah, that was great. Good vibrations. I like that.
Good job right there, D. Good job. We're still working on that library. Okay, of all of the golfer dummies.
When we put
that together, I'm going to promise you, it's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah, okay? I liked it a lot. So, there was a few people dancing in the background over here.
They were.
Which was awesome, you know.
You never know what you're going to get out of here, Timber
exactly.
Creek, do
you're
you?
Right,
oh, my goodness.
You're right
oh, my
about
goodness.
That.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the top tracer out here. Bobby, you had gotten on it a few moments ago. One of the things, if you're new to this type of technology, when you're watching golf on TV and you see how the top tracer, it shows the line where the ball has gone, that's what you're seeing out here as well. It does not react from the club standpoint. It reacts from the ball standpoint. You've got cameras on the top up here, and it tracks that ball. It'll give you the carry. It'll give you the spin. It'll give you the distance, what your trajectory is, what your distance. I mean, it gives you everything that you
apex,
want.
The apex.
Right.
What's interesting, too, is the landing, because a lot of times you'll need to know that on par threes or on a par four or five if it's relevant and you have, like, lakes and things like that. It's very tight. You need to know where you land the ball and also what the roll is. And it shows you both of those characteristics.
I think one of the neat things about this is the fact we know that Top Golf is the talk
the
of yeah it is, all right, so from an entertainment standpoint, okay. But I think out here, not only can you provide entertainment, family entertainment, but you can also do exactly what like a pro like Bobby or David yourself, an amateur like me can come out with our clubs and looks like somebody did bring their whole bag of clubs, which they'll be working through today.
Bobby's going to be here. I have to flip the lights on.
But you can sit out here and you can actually get the distance with each of those clubs. Well, so now you know what it is.
That was very interesting that you said that. I was kind of in awe the other night. We had it open on Friday night, and the bays furthest from where we're sitting right now, we call it Bay 10, we had avid golfers, really guys that grind it out, love golf, and they were just going after each other, okay? And just two bays down, we had four nurses that were here just having fun, and they were playing Go Fish. Okay, and they were laughing and letting their hair down. And then you go down a bay, and there was more kind of conservative guys that were higher handicaps enjoying themselves. And then there was a father and a son, and they were playing. And then there was a couple that was on the other end. So we hit every segment of the market in one shot. So it was really cool to see how versatile the top tracer is as far as the marketplace is concerned.
It's certainly something you need to come out here and visit, right, Bobby?
Oh, that's what I said from the beginning when I heard about it and I stopped by and saw Rob about a month ago when we were getting everything set up. I think it's great. You get your feedback right here at the tee. You want to know how far you hit it. I get that in a lot of lessons down at Quail Creek. How far am I hitting this? Can't always tell on the range. Well, this is going to give you the feedback that you want. So I encourage you to come out. I really do. And I am – I know we're – I did bring my whole set of clubs, and I am going to hit every club.
Good.
But I want to know.
Right,
and I
yeah.
think this is just a viable piece of information that all golfers need. So come out and try it.
You got 10 hitting bays, all right? You book them by the hour, all right? Timber Creek members do yeah. get a little bit of a discount.
Yeah, we appreciate our members, so we have to give them a little discount. It's $40 a bay, and it's up to four people. So, you know, right. $10 a person as far
for
as a member is concerned.
Is that
yeah.
for an hour?
Yeah, that's for an hour.
So you get four people to come to do $50 for an hour?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. $50 an hour, David, and, you know, $12.50 a piece. And you could play Pebble Beach. Yeah. That saves a lot of airfare.
Yes, it does. Look, you've got all kinds of stuff. You've got approach challenge. You got closest to the pin, longest drive. You've got go fish is one of
yeah,
the games you talked
that's
about.
Popular.
You've got a warm-up, a scramble. You can play some really fabulous courses. We saw Torrey Pines on there.
Beth Page.
All of these you can play, so it would be yeah. a ton of fun. And the beautiful thing about this, and I know a lot of folks like playing the simulators.
Yes.
But you really don't get to see the reaction of the ball. Here you get to see it because it's landing, you're watching it, you got lights out here if you want to come at night. It is really, really fun. I got to commend you again. Congratulations on it.
Well, thank you. I stayed at a Holiday Inn, and that's how I came up with the idea. And, so. A little plug. Wow. Holiday Inn, if you're listening, we got to get you an ad on this show.
The invoice comes next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The invoice comes next.
By the way, why don't we do this? We're going to take a timeout coming up in just a second, but why don't we give away some?
Please.
Okay, we'll
Absolutely.
Do that. We'll do that.
Yep.
All right, look, Mr. 57, Bobby Wyatt, scheduled to be with us coming up right after this quick timeout. Don't touch that dial. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
Attention junior golfers and parents. The Reese's Senior Bowl Winter Classic is December 28th and 29th at Azalea City Golf Course. This 36-hole junior golf scoreboard ranked event is for varsity and junior varsity golfers. There will also be a middle school division for boys and girls ages 9 to 11 and a college division for golfers looking for off-season tournament play. To register, visit jimmygreentour.com. That's jimmygreentour.com.
Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have all of our friends along the Gulf Coast listening to us on FM Talk 106.5. You got us tuned in, and we have got you covered in Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. Hey, if you're in Central Alabama, you got us tuned in to Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Lake Martin, Auburn, Sylacauga, Rob, the list goes on and on, okay?
Yeah, kind of like your
Can I stop right now? Thank you. No, we're glad to have you here with us. We're broadcasting live today from the Timber Creek Golf Club driving range powered by Top Tracer Technology. Glad to be out here. Of course, Rob Bradley, the owner and general manager here with us. David Musial, the general manager, and we call him the creator slash professor of the Golf for Dummies from Glen Lakes, and Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, director of golf at Quail Creek, out here with us. A beautiful foursome. Well, guys, let's do this. We're going to add a fifthsome in here, all right? We're going to go right to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in. You know him as Mr. 57, Bobby Wyatt. Bobby, how you doing, pal?
I'm great. How are you?
Man, doing well. It has been a long time since we have talked, and I know that you're still playing some golf and everything. Tell us about what you're doing right now. I have so many people to come up and say, hey, where's Bobby? What's going on? Tell our listeners where you are and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here. I'm in Atlanta now. My wife and I, we have our little girl will be 2 in December. So that takes up most of my time. I do get to play every now and then. Do some kind of work golf and then get to travel a little bit, play with friends. Don't play competitive very often anymore, but I do have amateur status back, which has been fun. I'm going to play in the USGA four ball in the spring with a college teammate of mine, Lee Knox, so that'll be fun. So I still try to stay in the game a little bit.
Well, you know, and speaking of, I want to get into some of the recruits and everything that Coach Sewell has picked up. But talk about some of the friends that you stay in touch with, and some of those guys like Justin Thomas. I know y'all stay in touch quite a bit. How's that relationship going?
Yeah, we do. You know, we were fortunate. Coach Sewell has a great program and really had some good guys when I was there that play golf very well, obviously, but just really good guys to be around. And you know, we have a strong friendship. The whole team does. Stay in touch with all those guys. Bud Colley was a teammate of mine. He got married 3 weeks ago, so got to go down there and stay with Justin, kind of, you know, get the band back together a little bit. So it was fun. We have all stayed in touch.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Visiting with Bobby Wyatt, former UMS Wright golfer and All-American at the University of Alabama. Rob?
Hey, Bobby, we've got a bunch of juniors here at Timber Creek Golf Club, and they all are, you know, on the putting greens, putting for the wanting to make the Alabama cut, you know, for the team to win a golf tournament like they were playing for the University of Alabama, or one day to make the Masters putt. What words of wisdom would you impart on some of the junior golfers out there that they can hang on to one day be able to be fortunate enough as you are to be able to play at Alabama and also on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, Rob, great question. And a couple things. You know, the game's changed so much. Now it's like, how far can you hit it, right? I think that's important, is to have fun and try to hit it far. You know, not swing out of your shoes all the time. Make sure you kind of control your motion. But it's an important part of the game if you really want to play at the highest level. But I think the very most important thing that I always tell parents who ask me a similar question is make sure your kid's having fun. You know, like, hitting the putt. I made many a putts on the putting green to win the Masters. Unfortunately,
exactly.
It was real life.
That's it.
But, you know, as long as you're having fun, or you got your friends out there, or playing games with yourself, whether it's on the putting green, the chipping green, on the driving range, hitting a bunch of different kind of shots. I think, you know, golf can get, and really all sports, you know, parents get their kids to specialize so early now. I think it's important to remember that it is a sport. And just kind of have fun with it until you realize, hey, this really is a serious passion of mine, and you kind of start traveling around and playing in some competitive tournaments. But it all starts with really loving the game.
Go ahead, Rob.
Just one follow-up question, Bobby. We will never get the luxury of feeling what it's like to sink a putt for a 57.
Unless we're in a scramble.
Right, yeah, or the 14th hole or something. And so I was just curious, what was that like?
Yeah, but unfortunately, I missed the putt for 56, and so – tap in.
Isn't that a golfer? Isn't that a golfer right there? That's
wow.
A golfer right there. Yeah.
That was a fun day for sure. I get to laugh about and remember about Will remember for a long time. I was fortunately playing with two good friends, Michael Johnson and Trey Mullinax. We get a chuckle about it, but it was just kind of one of those days where I hit it well, hit most of the greens, and just I felt like everything I looked at went in. So that always helps.
We're visiting with Bobby Wyatt right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. David?
Yeah, Bobby, this is David Musial here from Glen Lakes, and good talking to you and good to have you on the show. And I just wanted to say the excitement of you shooting that 57 with junior golf in the Mobile area was just fantastic. And right now that there are so many junior tours and so many things that have grown in so many different areas, and through COVID, golf it took a rise of about 10%. So just really glad to have you on the show and be able to relive that round that you had. And I know you're there in Atlanta, and I just wanted to ask you, what do you think that Alabama can hold up to the Georgia Bulldogs?
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah, on the football field?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game if we can get there. You know, we got a few hoops to jump through to get to Atlanta, so we're hoping we get there so we can get a watch and pull the tide through. But it's definitely in deep and enemy territory here. A lot of Georgia Bulldogs around me, so that's going to hurt if we can't beat them again. But, you know, I feel like Coach Saban's always gotten ready to play. I know we seem to have a few weaknesses this year that hopefully we can shore up in the next few weeks.
That is so cool. Let me ask you real quick before we let you go, Bobby. Talk about Coach Jay Sewell and what he's done at the University of Alabama. Of course, you were part of that University of Alabama team that won the 2013 and 14 NCAA Division I championship. Of course, you won the Southern Conference Individual Championship in 2014 and an All-American your senior year. Talk about these new recruits. This Nicholas Dunlop seems to be the guy that everybody's been going after. And Coach Sewell able to get him at the University of Alabama.
Yeah, we were really excited, and I know Coach is really excited about Nick and some of the other guys he's got coming. Yeah, I think he'll be the first to tell you it's been a little bit of a disappointing last three or four years that haven't accomplished what kind of the standard he likes to hold people to. And so I know there's really been a lot of energy lately. They hired Hunter Hamrick, joined as the assistant golf coach, who was a teammate of mine when I was there, and just a wonderful guy, hard worker. I think he's really going to re-energize the program, and I think that's kind of being shown on the recruiting front. You know, he's really getting some talent. I know Nick won the U.S. Junior, so it's always good to get people in there who really know how to win, and it kind of help re-energize and change the culture a little bit.
Well, it should be a lot of fun to watch, of course. It's watching all these college tournaments and things such as that's always fun for us. And man, it has been a pleasure having you on with us. Now, I know you're in the Atlanta area. And do you get to come back home to the Mobile area much?
I do. I try to get back as much as possible. Home is always going to be home. So I married a Mobile girl, Jean. And so her parents are in Mobile as well as mine. So we try to get back definitely for the holidays and a couple times a year. So I'm definitely in the area, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times a year.
Well, Bobby, listen, thanks for taking time to be with us. And do me a favor, when you're coming back down, let's try to arrange this when there's a tournament going on so that we can get you and we can shoot that 57.
There you go.
We can have you on a little scramble team with us. No. Hey,
sure,
man, congratulations.
Great.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you
thanks
taking
y'all
time to be with us, all right? All right, there
thank
you go.
You.
Bobby Wyatt, former UMS Wright standout golfer and, of course, All-American at the University of Alabama. Great guy. But, you know, basically what he said was competitively, he wasn't having fun. It was more like work than fun. And it just, you know, that plays a big part. What do you always say? What do you always say about fun?
Yeah, fun is the fuel for success.
Exactly.
And if there's a time in your life where you know that it's a different season in your life, you have to do what Bobby did. And I'm sure he's going to be successful in whatever he does. And but he's always going to have the legacy of being able to say he's done all the things that he's done, and he's got that in his heart for the rest of his life. And he's inspired a lot of junior golfers and a lot of us adults as well. So thanks, Bobby, for your contribution to the game of golf.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Y'all don't pick on her. All right.
Hey. We love her. We love her.
Thank you, Boone. We appreciate that. The PGA Tour is in Houston, Texas for the 2021 Houston Open. This year, the event is taking place at Memorial Park Golf Course. A host of players sitting at 6-under, but Texas Longhorn, or shall I say former Texas Longhorn, Scottie Scheffler, leads by 1 at 7-under. Scheffler is looking for his first PGA Tour victory. He has 2 wins on the Korn Ferry Tour. The LPGA, well, they wrap up from Bel Air, Florida today for the 2021 Pelican Women's Championship. Nelly Korda in front by 1 at 17-under. Bridgestone's Lexi Thompson just 1 back at 16-under. The European Tour, well, they have finished in Dubai for the Dubai Masters. Your winner, well, he's from Denmark. Joachim Hansen. There you go. Ooh. Bobby, you always have to raise up when you say that, okay?
You caught me off guard.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you were going to sleep on me, so I was trying to wake you up. And the PGA the PGA Champions Tour will wrap up their season today from Phoenix Country Club in Phoenix, Arizona. Jim Furyk has a one-shot lead at 16 under. Really nice guy. He is one stroke better than Kurt Triplett. But, you know, there's a host of guys in there, some notables. Phil Mickelson, he's three back at 13 under. How about LSU's David Times? He's 11 under. Freddie Couples at T9 at 10 under. So there you go. You are now officially caught up on – no, you're not. I got to do one more thing, Bobby. Don't you almost made me get away from this. We got to say congratulations. It did. It's your fault. come on. Danny's not here. I got to blame somebody, right?
All right?
Hey, no, the GCGA Team Challenge wrapped up the season last Sunday from Dancing Rabbit Golf Club in beautiful Philadelphia, Mississippi, or should I say the golf courses were beautiful. Your winner, the Blue Team. Congrats to their coach and the publisher of our magazine, Joey Johnson. He is now 3-0 in the Team Challenge. Will y'all come play? So I need a good team. Okay, because I'm 0-3. Well, I need some players.
Well, Bobby Wyeth. Bobby Wyeth's got his amateur status back.
There you go. I'll do that for sure. Hey, go to GCGATour.com for more information and come play with us. GCGATour.com. Now, you are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. I want to remind you, be sure every Saturday morning, kick your Saturdays off with the Prep Sports Report beginning at 8 a.m. On these same stations, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, they'll get you and keep you caught up on everything happening in the prep sports world. So there you go. Now, when we come back,
yes,
let's do this. Let's talk a little football.
Yep.
Let's give away something, okay? Who knows? We might could do a little combo. I got all three of them. I got the decision makers here.
Yes.
Put us in.
There you go. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up for you right after this.
Get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And if you're not listening to them, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Larry the Cable Guy. Boy, glad to have all of you here with us as we're putting the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I'm Randy Bergen, along with the owner and general manager out here at Timber Creek, Mr. Rob Bradley, the director of golf. We call him the dog at Quail Creek, Sweet Swinging Bobby Young. You didn't know we called you that, did you?
The dog.
The dog. All right. And also the general manager from Glen Lakes. He is known now as the creator and professor of Golf for Dummies, Mr. David Musial. Hey, got to throw a couple of shout-outs real quick, all right? One of our great friends, we call him Dirt, Adam Weldon, one of our sponsors as well, with Adam's title and jewelry. And Foley, he's got us on. His daughter, Bella, has us on as well. Big fans. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I know that you're coming to play golf, going to be playing golf pretty soon. Always love hanging out with Dirt, one of the great guys, right, Bob?
That's exactly right. Nice guy. Beautiful family. And still needs to learn how to putt, but we're working.
One of my students.
Oh, so he's one of your students. Okay. All right. Well,
might not should have said that. Left that out.
So, Bella, if you're listening, here's what you get your dad for Christmas. Get him some more lessons with
she
Dave.
She sat in on a lesson at that time. Took a lesson. She sat in the cart. She said, Dad, I thought you were better than this.
That's terrible. But, no, glad to have you on board. I want to remind you that you can play the Southern Fairways Golf Challenge each week for a chance to win $50 to your favorite golf course. Go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and play the Southern Fairways College Football Challenge. Now, the contest is free to enter. All you have to do is pick the 10 football games that we select each week. Weekly winners will receive a $50 gift certificate to the course of their choice. Doesn't matter where it is. It's $50 to your choice. That's courtesy of Carol Bebout and Lisa Johnson. The Bebout Johnson team has the experience and expertise to help you with any of your home buying and selling needs on the Alabama Gulf Coast. You could easily contact them by filling out the short form at the bottom of the contest. Go check it out, southernfairwaysgolf.com. All right, we have got some football we got to get into. Here's what we're going to do. I will tell you this. Get your fingers ready because we're going to be giving away something here in just a second. And it's going to be a combo. It is going to be a combo. Rob, what are we doing here at Timber Creek?
Well, we got to definitely do a bay.
Okay, so that's a one-hour bay. Okay.
Okay, and let's do what? How many do you want for rounds of golf?
That's your call.
Come on, baby. Let's make it exciting.
58? Yeah. I mean,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We have a GCHG event here.
Let's do two. Okay. Let's do two.
All right, so you're going to get a one-hour
top tracer bay.
Okay,
yep.
Two rounds of golf.
Yep.
All right, Bobby, how about Quail Creek? We're going to make a combo here.
Four rounds of golf.
Wow.
Cart green tea.
Wow.
That will do a five-pack of Glen Lakes that you and four of your friends can come out and play free green fees for the group.
Holy Toledo. Well, I will just tell you, get your fingers ready, okay, because that's going to happen here in just a few moments. You'll want to dial 251-583-6188. So quickly, let's go to our list. We have to clear the lines here. Let's go to Bama Tim first. Tiger Mike, you're up next. Bama Tim, you got 45 seconds. Go, my man.
Oh, morning, gentlemen. Morning to you too.
How you doing,
Randy?
Brother? Hey, wow, thank you. What's
up? Alabama 59, New Mexico State 3. Well, there's three more points scored in that ball game than should have been, but not a whole lot to talk to. They went out there, they took care of business. But I wanted to ask you a question. When Bryce Young threw the TD to Cameron Latu, did you notice? And I noticed the same thing out of Jaleel Billingsley. They waved off all the big jumping and stuff, and just and went around and shook hands with all their teammates.
That's what you should do, right?
Exactly. Act like you've been there before, man.
Exactly.
And, guys, well, we have talked about this a lot of times on this show about targeting. And during the Ole Miss and Texas A&M game, there was a hit Springer to D's for targeting. And now that is the kind of targeting that should be called. He clearly hit him. I mean, he was in the grasp of a defender, and guy just ran up and knocked his block off. And, I mean, the guy went down, I believe it was D's. He went down. He was holding his head before he hit the ground. Yeah, that's the kind of targeting we should be stopping, not somebody who's trying to make a play and to stop somebody from scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Bama Tim, real quick. Alabama's got Arkansas next on Saturday. Arkansas gets the win last night. What's the countdown to that?
All right. Let me tell you, I've got it. I got it right here in front of me. But I want to tell you, I got a little story for you real quick. It won't take but a second.
Wow. Okay. Bye-bye. Cut him off right there. Seconds. Wow, that was him. That was his last time on this show. The FCC is now, we have no longer have a show. All right. You can hang him up, Charlie. Holy cow. All right. Let's go quickly to Tiger Mike. Tiger Mike, I'll just let you know. We can't have that right there, okay, because that put me in trouble. Tiger
I'm not
Mike?
A vulgar person.
Holy cow.
Listen, LSU played their hearts out last night. I think there's a little issue going on with the quarterback situation, and Coach O, he is going to be gone because from what I heard, he spoke to Nussmeier's dad, Doug, the week before last, and Doug put in a little complaint, and that's why he gave in and let Nussmeier play as long as he did. So I think Coach O definitely needs to go, and I know he's already gone, so to speak, until the end of the last game against A&M. However, I did hear last night late that LSU has their head coach basically signed, sealed, and delivered. They're just waiting until the end of the season, and depending on the bowl situation, it could be named within days after the season, or it could go a little longer. But they, from my understanding, is they have the coach signed, sealed, and delivered.
And who is it?
That I do not know, but I've heard three names. But I will tell you, they're all head coaches as we speak. They're not assistants. They're not in the NFL. They're head coaches in the NCAA Power Five.
Okay.
That's all I know.
It's not John Gruden.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Lay it on me, Tiger. We got to run real quick.
I'll just leave you with this. Go the real Tigers, and Bama will beat the tar out of Arkansas next week.
Coach Omo, I think Coach O's trying to call in. He wanted to jump on that one real quick. But, hey, look, all right, look, real quick, let's go ahead and give this jumbo package away. We'll take the fifth phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106, fifth phone call. You're getting a one-hour bay time here. You will get – two rounds of golf here at Timber Creek, four rounds of golf at Quail Creek, and a five-pack to Glen Lakes. Guys, that's over $1,000 value, right?
Get your fingers
a lot of golf. Hey, before we get out of here, let me start with you, Bobby, real quick.
They're calling in.
What's going on? Yeah, wrong number. 251-343-0106. I think I gave up my number.
Well, like we say at Quail Creek, we got a game for everybody. The Men's Golf Association has the Alabama-Auburn tournament next Saturday. So we're excited. The golf course is in good shape. Call us at 251-990-0240. Down on 181, just south of Walmart, come to Quail Creek. We'd love to have you out. And come visit these great facilities here. I mean, if you're in Baldwin County, you got all the places to play. Now you got Top Golf Tracer here.
Yeah.
So
great to do. David?
Great to be in Baldwin County.
Just look forward to the Winter Open coming up. We mentioned December 11th and 12th. Golf course in great shape. And come down to Glen Lakes if you haven't played us in a while. Got 27 holes and a lot of fun.
Come play with us, because I know, Bobby, you and I are going to try to play in that for sure. We got a lot of guys that will be playing in that. Join in, okay? I don't think you have a limit on that, do you?
First 50 teams.
Okay, so
you do. Need to get in there.
And, Rob, out here, you've got a lot going on. Okay, talk about the course conditions real quick.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I'm so glad to hear Bobby's and Dave's courses are doing so well and that they're in great shape. I encourage everybody to go over there and play their courses. We're very fortunate right now. The golf course is in great shape. The greens are in great shape. I got a very good new superintendent doing a wonderful job. And I guess I give a little plug. Wednesday night, we're going to do a scramble out here at 5 o'clock under the Top Tracer building. So the first 40 people that call in, 621-9900, can join us for our opening scramble. And then we'll open full-time starting Thursday.
I got to encourage you. Get out here and check it out. Got to say congratulations to Owen. Owen, I'm not going to try the last name. We're just going to say Owen S. from Mobile. You get that combo package. 1 hour here at Timber Creek's Bay Technology Bay, Top Tracer Technology Bay. Two rounds of golf, four rounds at Quail Creek, a five-pack to Glen Lakes. Oh, my goodness.
It's Christmas.
Will y'all come back out and let's do this again?
Hey, enjoyed it.
That was great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you being here. Thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. For the whole staff, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember this. Let's all hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. Until next week. Bye-bye, everybody.